The media is an important link between farmers and technologies and innovations developed by scientists to advance agriculture, according to the outgoing acting vice chancellor for the Lilongwe University of Agriculture and Natural Resources, Luana, Professor Emmanuel Kaunda. He spoke to FM 101 Power recently at a meeting between Luana scientists and the media at the university's campus in Lilongwe. The school has many brilliant scientists who have over the years generated innovations with the potential to advance agriculture, Professor Kaunda said, but little knowledge of these innovations reach the farmers, hence they are underutilized. The communication breakdown between the scientists who produce these innovations and the farmers costs Malawi billions of kwachas as effective and cheap agricultural technologies gather dust in Luana corridors. Professor Kaunda emphasized the need for continuous engagement with the media, which has the potential to bring a better understanding of such crucial innovations to the public. Professor Kaunda explains.
Farmers are looking for innovation. Farmers are looking for information. Farmers are looking for messages that are well blended and well cooked. And this is what our scientists are not able to do. We do hope that a mix of journalism, where they know how to package information with science, then those information are going to be proper messages which the farmers are going to adopt. Farmers are hungry for innovations. Farmers want better yields. Farmers want better fertilizers. Farmers want better farming methods, processes, which they can only access if our scientists do communicate to journalists and who can thereof pass to the farmers. The syndrome is very good. Maybe I cannot exactly put a figure to it, but you are talking billions of Malawi kwacha. Why I'm saying like this is this. For example, what is the potential of our farmers now to grow? Maybe just to give an example of maize, maybe the potential is so many hectares of tons per hectare. Of maize. Right now they're producing maybe just 1/3. So the gap is the money lost. So in terms of finances and financial gap, it's huge if you put it in money.
Meanwhile, Professor Kaunda highlights some of the innovations that Luana has generated over the years.
We're involved in many innovations. Innovations, for example, of seed systems. We've generated proper seeds, for example, of legumes, better yielding, better growth, yields that can be sustained in various economical regions. On fish, we've innovated in terms of how to grow fish properly. We've had innovations in how to grow mushrooms, and many regions that come to Luana to buy mushroom seeds, spawn. So there's so many innovations that are here. It's a whole package of innovations.
This is Benedetta Chiwandamia reporting for FM 101 Power in Malawi and for the Food Fix, AUSAID-funded food security news service.